Отвърта радиска.
Умітніжко-теоретська.
Експериментална платформа.
Радіа Студент.
Наш планет є зібелка мішлєння. А не можемо вічно живіти у зібелки. Цілковські. Опрошаних мішлєння ізве нашого планета. На перві Out of the Cradle конференції 28 і 29 новембра у культурному середищу європейських весольських технологій у Вітані.
Thank you. NASA or the ISS is going to say no. No sex with the rocket. It says too much. It says too much about human libido, as if our rockets weren't already fallacies. But so, from an artistic standpoint, I appreciate the autonomy you're trying to have, although you'll have wonders and you have to have arguments. So the question is to whether or not what kind of self-censorship, similar to some people talking about what social media does to us as free agents, we censor ourselves, is how much sex, blood, and by blood, like any human body fluid art, and politics. I don't know if I can say enough about politics, probably not in a sentence or two. Some has been said, but is allowed to pass into the grid of official space art. The other question that I have with this is, it seems like a lot of space art is about letting go of the body. It's about letting go of the body, you know what I mean, like rescinding the body. I'm thinking of this cosmism, so I'm like tuning into the body as sticky and desiring and political. And I just, if you're starting off, I'm saying, hey, make sure that stuff gets up there.
My Mars simulation, now I'm eager to do something that will tangibly, physically get into space objects, space missions, space data as art, simply designating it as such. We have a lot of space architecture, but we don't think about it as architecture and we don't think about it as art. So one thing to do is, I think, to change our vocabulary, to change our vernacular. And that's something that a center of culture can do very well, is articulate a new vocabulary. I think the second thing that we need to understand, that the point that Conrad, I think you made so eloquently, is that space is a privileged environment. There isn't much room for disenfranchised, for dispossessed, for people who are disadvantaged in any sort of way in our culture, in this environment, and people who are powerful, who have resources, work very hard to control access and limit that access. And so you have to have a space here that is very flexible, that constantly looks at space from new directions, is orthogonal in its fundamental approach. I think there is a need for a workshop or some kind of atelier, a place where people are making and doing. In my field, in the history of technology, the simplest definition of technology is making and doing. And that's something to contemplate here, is that it's not just about, but is. And finally, I think it's to think of your role to never, you're going to have to figure out the balance between your custodial roles, I call them the three C's of curatorship, that you caretake very precious objects, but you're also a conduit. As a center of culture, you're how people move, and information and ideas and experiences are shared with each other. And finally, though, centers of culture are catalysts for new knowledge, for new ideas. And every organization has to figure out the balance. It's not equal in its roles. It's not one, and I can't tell you that formula, but I think being reflexive, that's what historians like to be, is reflexive, is really important in this endeavor, so that from time to time, you take a moment to reflect on where you've been. But the final word of advice is this, which is that you want to avoid paralysis by analysis, as we say in English, that you can talk the problems, you can talk around it, you can formulate beautiful protocols, but ultimately, I think art is to do and to make. And so those are just my observations from this session.
Thank you, Denny. Maybe I'd like to, and it's great, but maybe it's good to separate on one hand maybe your personal wish and will as an artist, and accept as a place of encounter and meeting. And for me, it's systematization. It's maybe because of your role. You are artist direct. Both are you artist directing a venue somehow. So it's careful of like making distinction of your own personal artist strategy and the same strategy as a place of encounter, eventually production. The treasury of modernity is a great idea, for instance, like collecting and archiving and having a place where even cosmonauts can come and read and learn more about themselves. So for me,
Radar. Otvrta radijska.
Umjetniško-teoretska.
Eksperimentalna platforma.
Radija Študent.
Naš planet je zibelka mišljenja. A ne moremo večno živeti v zibelki? Cilkovski. O vprašanjih mišljenja izven našega planeta. Na prvi Out of the Cradle konferenci 28. in 29. novembra v kulturnem središču evropskih vesoljskih tehnologij v Vitanju.